Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's July 28th, 2011. Social media sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube provide opportunities for federal agencies to more readily share information and interact with the public. However, these services can also pose risks to both personal and government information. A group led by Greg Wilshusen, a director in GAO's information technology team, recently reviewed federal agencies' use of social media. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Greg to learn more.
What are some of the ways in which agencies are using different social media platforms today?
Well, the agencies are using those platforms in a variety of ways. In fact, we found that most of the agencies, in fact, 23 out of the 24 agencies that we reviewed as part of this examination, were using web services to repost information that was already on their agency websites, to post new content that wasn't included on their websites. And we also found that they were using those services to solicit comments from the public on various different issues, as well as responding to comments on some of their posts. And finally, we found that agencies were using these social media sites to help provide links to other non-governmental websites.
In some of these activities, you mentioned some issues can arise. Can you talk a little bit about some of the issues that agencies face as they use social media sites?
Well, certainly. One of the key issues is just knowing what information should be identified and preserved as federal records. Another is protecting personal information that the agency may have access to using those sites and ensuring the security of the agency's own federal information and systems.
And to what extent did you find that agencies are complying with the guidance that currently exists around privacy, security, and records management, as you mentioned?
Well, we found that the agencies have made mixed progress in developing and implementing policies and procedures for managing and protecting information associated with social media use. For example, 12 out of the 23 agencies had developed policies for identifying and preserving records associated with social media use. We also found, however, that agencies were challenged in trying to come up with the mechanisms for preserving that information and that guidance was needed in order to help them to do that. We also found that agencies had, about 12 of them, in fact, had updated their policies for personal privacy, as well as 8 had conducted privacy impact assessments. And these are required in order to help identify the privacy risk and the types of controls that are needed to protect personal information. And we found that only 7 agencies had actually conducted security risk assessments of the information that is exchanged through in the use of social media, and that could prevent them from identifying the appropriate controls.
What are some of the risks that are posed when agencies don't comply with this guidance?
Well, one, officials that are responsible for creating and administering content on agency social media sites may not be making the right decisions or appropriate determinations about the information being social media records. We also found that potentially important records of government activity may not be appropriately preserved. In addition, agency officials and the public may lack assurance that the privacy of the personal information that's available to the agencies is actually being protected accordingly. And finally, the agency officials could not necessarily assure that the security controls and measures in place over the use of social media protected their own systems and information from risk.
What sorts of recommendations is GAO making in this report?
We made one recommendation to the Archivist of the United States, who leads the National Archives and Records Administration, to develop policies and procedures for and guidance for that can be given to the agencies to effectively capture the records from social media, and that this guidance be incorporated into best practices. We also made recommendations to 21 of the 23 agencies that were using social media, and these had to do with updating their policies to address use of social media and to conduct privacy impact analysis, as well as to conduct risk assessments with the use of social media.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.